It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
7 minutes after two, that's the third and final hour of Live with me, Nayelu Pondwana, from that simulcast. Now, we are now doing again our thing alone. So we're joined again on the line by Evangelist Brighton Hichilema. Evangelist Brighton Hichilema is going to be talking to us about the second coming, the anticipation for the second coming. Remember, the whole week we've been talking about the death and resurrection of Jesus. And so today our focus will be the anticipation of the second coming. Evangelist Brighton Hichilema, good afternoon to you. Welcome back and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so very much and good afternoon.
Indeed. So what exactly is this second coming? I've heard words, funny words, being bandied about that there's going to be a vanishing of people. Some are saying it's the rapture. Some are saying Jesus is going to come and annihilate anything and everything. We don't really know what exactly is happening here. So how do Adventists understand the relationship between Jesus' resurrection and his promised second coming?
Thank you so very much. To begin with, actually, there are a lot of words, as you have said, which people use, yes, to relate to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Of course, in their own understanding and different beliefs. But then according to Adventists and how they understand the relationship between his resurrection and the second coming, we understand that in our beliefs or in their beliefs, the relationship between his resurrection and the promised second coming holds a very profound significance. We are talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ as a blessed hope, because the second coming of Jesus Christ, as not just as a church, but as people that are eagerly waiting for the time when every problem, every trouble of this world, including its sin itself, will come to an end, live with that hope. So it's a climatic event that marks the fulfillment of the gospel of Jesus Christ himself.
Okay.
So then in the SD doctrine, there is an emphasis that Jesus' coming will be a literal, personal, visible, and a worldwide event according to Revelation chapter 1, and the verse is number 7. So we have an assurance that truly Jesus Christ one day is going to come and every eye is going to see him. So the coming in of the secret rapture, which talks about the sudden taking up of people where they just disappear, where others that remain will suffer a little while, then those that repent find favor in the sight of God. According to the Seventh-day Adventist doctrine and the biblical interpretation, we do not believe so.
Okay.
The other point that maybe, yes, I would like to stress on the relationship is that he will actually physically come where he will transform us when he returns. Actually, the righteous dead will be resurrected, and together with the righteous that shall be found living, they will be glorified together and taken to heaven. So the unrighteous will face a different fate at that time.
Okay, all right. So what biblical passages or theological doctrines do Adventists draw upon to support their view of the resurrection and the, well, precursor to the second coming?
So the biblical passages that Adventists do have, the first one is 2 Thessalonians chapter 4 and reading on verse number 14, going down to verse number 18. There the Bible says, we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again.
Right.
So then, yeah, if he died and rose again, So we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him.
Right.
That is at the time of his coming.
Okay.
So 2 Thessalonians 4 verse 14 tells us about that. Then we also understand on verse number 17 to say when Jesus Christ comes, actually, when we start from verse 14 to verse number 18, the Bible there paints a picture to say the two events that are going to take place where the two classes of people that shall be found, the righteous that shall be found alive, will not precede those that shall be found dead in meeting Jesus Christ.
Right.
So when he comes, those that are dead will be raised, and together, at the same time, we are being transformed to meet Jesus Christ in the air, or rather in the sky,
right,
according to what the Bible says. Yes.
Right, right, right. I hear you. So in what ways does Adventist theology interpret Jesus' resurrection as a sign of hope for believers awaiting his return?
Okay, so the first one in their interpretation, I would like to talk about its significance. So in their interpretation, they try to make people understand what it actually signifies. So where the first one, it represents that triumph over evil. So the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ actually proclaims God's triumph over forces of evil. So it signifies victory over sin, death, and also victory over Satan. And believers find assurance that their faith is not in vain when they believe in Jesus. It simply means if they believe in Jesus, just like Jesus Christ rose again from the dead, they too shall rise from the dead as victors over sin and death.
Yeah.
The second point is it also signifies the lordship of Jesus Christ himself. So where every knee, both in heaven and on earth, will at one point bow to proclaim him Lord, being ruler of heaven and of earth. So this truth inspires hope, reminding believers that Jesus Christ is the sovereign ruler and his return is very imminent. And for people to share in his glory as he returns, they must prepare right now.
Yeah.
So the other significance is found in the eternal life and where everything else is going to be restored when Jesus Christ comes.
Yeah.
So his resurrection demonstrates God's power to restore life. Just as Jesus conquered death, believers anticipate their own resurrection as well.
Right, right.
Where hope lies in the promise of eternal life that is only given in Jesus Christ as he comes for a reunion with his loved ones or with those that have believed in Jesus Christ or in him.
Right, right.
Then lastly, I would like to make mention of the cleansing and the wholeness as the hope or as what Christians hope for in Jesus Christ.
Right.
Where through his death and his resurrection, we believe that he cleanses us as believers from sin, and through his sacrifice, imperfections are being made right and they are seen as flawless and as whole because our lives are no longer the way they appeared before Christ gave himself for us,
right,
took away our sins,
right,
and then opened that way for us.
Okay, okay. So can the connection between Jesus' resurrection and second coming in Adventist teachings be seen as distinct from a complementary, or are they complementary to other Christian perspectives on eschatology?
Yes, so the answer is yes. And in my response, I would like to say, looking at the distinct aspect, Adventists emphasize the second coming of Jesus Christ as a literal, as I earlier mentioned, personal, visible, and a worldwide nature.
Right.
So they believe that Jesus Christ returns on a cloud, remaining in the sky without setting foot on the ground. And the righteous dead are resurrected, and together with the righteous living, they will be glorified and taken up to heaven. Mm. So this distinct view underscores the global impact of Christians and the transformation that it brings upon believers. So SDAs do not believe in the secret rapture, as I said.
Right.
But then the two verses that I quoted bring about the aspect of the literal sense in his appearing, where it comes just in a different way altogether, but in line with the biblical interpretation as stated in the book of Revelation 1,
right.
verse 7. Then on the contemporary aspect, as Seventh-day Adventists, we believe also in the significance of his resurrection as part of the broader narrative. So where his first coming, when he was born, he lived a sinless life, ministered to our needs, or for our needs, and then died for our sins. So this becomes the foundation of our hope. So his resurrection proclaims the triumph over the evil forces that were reigning in us or over us before Jesus Christ came to die for us. So his resurrection acts actually as a precursor to the second coming, in a sense that it demonstrates God's redemptive plan and sets the stage of the ultimate fulfillment of his promises to his children.
So I'm curious, and this will be my final question. I'll let you go there, Evangelist. How does the belief in the resurrection as a precursor to the second coming shape Adventist views on the end times events and the fulfillment of prophecy in itself?
Okay, thank you so much. And as we come to this one, in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, we hold very distinctive views on end-time events and eschatology, which pertains to the events in the human history and the events towards the end of the world. So we are talking about the resurrection, which stands as a pivotal event preceding the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And this then, yes, it shapes those that believe in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and also the promise of his second coming, where it puts them in a state where they are involved to raise the hope in him alone as one that holds their lives in his hands, and one that does not lie but will live to fulfill every word that he has promised.
Right.
So this resurrection is closely tied to the return
right.
of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
So then, yes, when we talk about also the issue of the 1,000 years period called the millennium that
right.
Believers are going to spend in heaven. So it speaks of believers reigning with Christ during this period. So it shapes them in a way that actually their eyes are all fixed to that period, when after everything else has been forgotten, then they are now transformed and taken to heaven, where they are going to live and actually reside with Christ, and also participate in the judgment that will be taken there of those
right.
that will not be there that time in heaven.
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear.
So okay. In Second Titus, it's a blessed hope, actually, as we all anticipate for his
right.
soon coming.
Right, right, right. Okay. That's abundantly clear. Evangelist Brighton Hachilema, allow me to request that perhaps for the last time, since we are parting ways today, that I ask you to pray as we conclude the series of conversations. Please pray for us, Mvangeli.
Dear Lord in heaven, you're so gracious and merciful and loving towards us undeserving sinners, but find only hope in your death, Jesus, on the cross. We thank you for the gift of your word, and we thank you for the gift of offering yourself as an atonement for our sins.
Yeah.
We thank you for leading us through in our conversations throughout this week, and today we've come to the end.
Right.
How we pray for the blessings that our lives may be shaped in that hope as we eagerly wait for the time when soon you shall return to take us home.
Right.
May you help us live with this hope And may you bless us and give us more understanding and also the desire to lean at your feet from your word. Strengthen our faith and keep us in these last days as we live. This is our humble prayer in the precious name of Jesus. With thanksgiving in our heart. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Aum Vangeli, thank you very much for your time, your ministry, and may God bless you. May God continue to extend your territory and grow your ministry and evangelism. Thank you very much, Aum Vangeli. Appreciate your time.
I am really humbled, and God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir.